Are prayer and Bible reading worth the same priority, teacher, as your daily meals? Have you ever gone without food for a week or perhaps even just a few days? If you have, you know how your stomach begins to wonder what has happened. Your physical body is sensitively tuned and demands a regular input of physical food. As Christians, we need to be sensitively tuned spiritually. Our spiritual well-being requires just as much attention and input. When we neglect the regular spending time with God in prayer and in reading His Word, we should be even more aware of that loss than as if we'd missed a good meal. Now, teacher, you may already be using a prayer list and a reading plan, but just in case you are not, I would like to just present these ideas to you. There are four areas of prayer that form an acrostic, A-C-T-S, ACTS, which makes it easier to remember. I have found this to be helpful in just guiding my prayer life at times. A is for adoration. A project you might even want to do with your friend is just to read through the Psalms and write down the verses on praise that you like, and then you could make a list of these and use them as a springboard for your prayers of praise. Start out by praising God, adoration. C is for confession. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Tim LaHaye's book, Transform Temperaments, on page 133, if you happen to have the book, he lists briefly five steps that you could take in confessing sin. 1, examine yourself and confess all known sin. 2, submit yourself completely to God. 3, ask to be filled with the Spirit. 4, take God at His word and believe that you are filled. This will reestablish the right mindset. And then 5, thank Him for His filling, and repeat this procedure each time you realize that you have sinned. T is for thanksgiving. Put down today's date, teacher, and then record every good thing that happened to you yesterday. For instance, that pleasant phone call, or a surprise letter, or a satisfying achievement. James 1:17 tells us that every good thing that happens to us is from the Lord. If I don't acknowledge that, I just think, well, wasn't that good of Thelma or Thurman or whoever for doing such a kind, good thing for me, and I do not gratefully respond to God's evidence of love for me through them. If a wife were being shown love in so many kind ways by the flowers her husband sent or the candy he brought her, and she just took the bouquet and enjoyed it and accepted the candy and ate it without a word of gratefulness, we would think her rather callous. Let me ask you, have you thanked God today for the many evidences of His love that have brought you such pleasure? And then S is for supplication. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, particularly I think in the Living Bible, is a marvelous passage on supplication. And you could make a personal prayer list in just a small notebook, maybe even the size of your Bible study book. Let me suggest some helps for a daily prayer list and a weekly prayer list. Something that I have found very helpful myself is when I list a request, I try and find a verse of Scripture to go with it. For instance, if I was praying for someone to have victory over a particular sin, then perhaps I can find a verse on victory. If I was praying for someone to be obedient to the Word of God, then find a verse on obedience. Do you see what I mean? And this gives real strength and validity to your praying. A daily prayer list might include something like your personal needs, the needs of your family, current interest in individuals with pressing needs, and things like national affairs and your church and your pastor, and praying for the power of the Word of God as it is spread through the cities and the countries of the world, and the request from your Bible study group and people you have led to Christ or in whose life you've had a real significant ministry. A weekly prayer list, you might divide it something like this. Monday might be for special friends and for people you love in the Lord. Tuesday might be for Christian organizations that are having an impact in the world today and which have touched your life. Wednesday might be a list of the people who do not know Christ and you're praying for their salvation, and etc. throughout the week. And this is just an idea to help those who would like to be more organized and have a more satisfying prayer experience. Let me remind you, teacher, that if you miss a day, then don't stop praying if you miss a day on your prayer list. You wouldn't stop eating because you missed a meal, would you? And then there are some ideas on a Bible reading plan that enable you to read through the whole Old and New Testaments in a year if you would like to do it that way. There are several Bible reading plans you could use. For instance, you could read an average of 86 verses a day. That would put you through the Bible in 1 year. Or you could divide the number of pages in your particular Bible by 365 and just read that many each day. Or you could write for a free copy of the yearly Bible study calendar from the Scripture Truth Depot, Post Office Box 1999, Liverpool, 2170, N.S.S., Australia. This calendar is designed to help you keep an accurate progress record of your daily Bible reading. Or maybe you know of some other plans. Some plans have you reading 2 chapters in the Old Testament and 1 in the New Testament each day. The point is, we need to have a plan in order to be diligent in reading the Word of God. If you develop the habit of regular, consistent Bible reading and meditation, teacher, then you'll be able to mark real growth in spiritual vitality and joy and stability and usefulness. May God be with you as you prepare to teach your lesson this week, and remember that you are being prayed for.